You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class for a Thursday here at KGYM as we come your way from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Scott Udash with you, Ben on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side joining me coming up here in just a moment. Great show coming up for you as we will talk with Mike Halas, Gazette sports columnist. He is going to join us live from Orlando. We'll look back at last night's Iowa State-Clemson game in the Cheez-It Bowl. We'll look ahead to Iowa and Kentucky coming up in the Citrus Bowl. We'll do that with Mike coming up in just a little bit. We will have the Citrus Bowl among our six games to pick with Emil's Hideaway pick six for you as Dave will join Mark and myself. And we'll pick those games coming up in just a little bit. Get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update as well and have a Bowling Night in America wrap-up for you. Should let you know right out of the chute here that if you are interested in staying with the Music City Bowl that is going on between Purdue and Tennessee, it will be on 107.5 FM for you. 107.5 FM will have the continuation of the Music City Bowl, as right now it is Tennessee leading Purdue 21-10. That game taking place in Nashville. Then at 6 o'clock tonight after the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, we will join up all of our frequencies with the pregame and the start of the Chick-fil-A Bowl, the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl down in Atlanta, as that will be the Pitt Panthers taking on the Michigan State Spartans. So bowl action coming your way tonight. We are off tomorrow because of the college football semifinals. It will be Alabama and Cincinnati from the Gator Bowl. The Orange Bowl will then have Michigan taking on Georgia. And we'll have those games starting, I believe, at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. So we will next talk with you on Monday with the local programming with both the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And Mark, we bring you in. Good afternoon. First of all, how are you doing today?
Good afternoon. Watching another round of bowl games, and we've got about two or three more today, four tomorrow and five on Saturday. So it's that time of year. It's a fun time of year, although it's a little bit different this year. A lot of the bowl games have lacked some luster in this Purdue-Tennessee game with George Karloftis out, David Bell out, among others, has depleted this Purdue team. But that's been true almost every game. And as we saw last night in the Cheez-It Bowl with Iowa State and Clemson.
Yeah, Iowa State, of course, without Breece Hall, unbeknownst to Booger McFarland yesterday, obviously before the ball game.
Yeah.
but any rate, without Breece Hall, and then Mike Rose yesterday decided at the last minute, basically due to injury situation, that he was not going to play and he was going to skip the game and get ready for his name to be called as far as the National Football League draft coming up in April is concerned. So, yeah, it's a different type of bowl atmosphere, no doubt about it. And there's still good games, there's still bowl games, and they are still taking place, as you mentioned. And, again, if you'd like to stay with the Music City Bowl, that is continuing on 107.5 FM. We're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up here in just a little bit, Mark. Get his thoughts about how he saw things last night in Orlando. Love to hear from you out there. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you today. 319-366-1600. Especially from Cyclone fans. Before we talk with Mike Halas, we got about 8 or 9 minutes here to get your thoughts about the Cheez-It Bowl, Iowa State, Clemson, what have you, as the Clemson Tigers get another double-digit winning season, 11 in a row, I believe that is, which is right up there as far as the all-time records are concerned for Dabo Swinney and Clemson. The Clemson defense was as good as advertised, Mark. We knew that. Iowa State dug themselves a hole, tried to get out of it, and I guess a disappointing end to, I think, what most people would consider a disappointing Iowa State season.
Excuse me, at 7-6, you would think so. Iowa State fans point to the fact that It was the fifth game last night, I believe, that Iowa State lost a one-score game. You know what? You got to win some of those. The difference between Iowa and Iowa State right now in the records is Iowa has won 4 one-score games, and Iowa State has not been able to pull out some of those close games. Doesn't mean that Iowa State was a bad football team. It wasn't. I thought it was a really good team, but the record didn't reflect that. And I'm sure Iowa State and its fans are disappointed in the outcome at 7-6 and a 20-13 loss to Clemson. But a lot of good things you can say about this Iowa State program, and it just didn't, you know, were the expectations too high? I don't think so. I think Iowa State embraced the expectations, but it just didn't turn out as planned.
I would agree. Clemson was a better team last night. And that's not taking anything away from Iowa State. That's a Clemson team that's chock full of 4 stars and 5 stars out there. The offense is not great for the Tigers. New coming in, it was not going to be great. They've got a terrific freshman running back who is going to be very, very good for Clemson. A lot of guys back as far as the offensive side of the ball are concerned for the Tigers. They'll have probably a new quarterback, I would imagine, next year, as they've got top 3 quarterback in the country coming in. So you may see Uiagalelei go into the portal. We'll have to wait and see as far as transfers are concerned. And you ain't seen, folks, yeah, there are a lot of people in the transfer portal right now, but you ain't seen nothing yet. What's going to happen in about 3 weeks or so as that train will pull out of the station right there. But as far as Iowa State is concerned, a lot of people today on Brock Purdy. Don't think that is a very fair thing. Yes, Brock Purdy had an interception on a pass that he actually volleyball tipped into the air. He had the play, unfortunate play at the end of the game last night where he scrambled, had the ball stripped away from him, had to retreat, go back, got it back, but was behind the line to gain as far as the first down is concerned. Doesn't take away from three glorious years that Brock Purdy had leading this Iowa State football team.
Yeah, those two plays right there in particular spelled the outcome of the game. The batted pass by Purdy, especially, that resulted in an interception return for a touchdown, made it 20-3 Clemson, and you just felt right there that while the game wasn't over, it was a dire situation for Iowa State, and just a really unfortunate play, and unfortunate play at the end when Purdy had the first down, got the ball knocked out, and then had to recover short of the line to gain. At just two unfortunate situations, and I got all this respect in the world for Brock Purdy. He set so many records, beat every Big 12 team that he played. You know, the last 3 years, Iowa State has had enough success to play Notre Dame, Oregon, and Clemson, and not so many years ago, you wouldn't have dreamed of that for Iowa State. It's in a good spot right now. It needs to rebuild next year. But Brock Purdy, tremendous college quarterback. I don't know what lies ahead for him in the pros. A terrific college career. I don't want to get into comparisons about the greatest quarterback in Iowa State history because I'll probably be wrong. I mean, we can if you want.
We don't have the time.
suffice to say, Brock Purdy had a terrific career, and he was surrounded by all kinds of great players in Breece Hall, Charlie Kolar, and many others.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. Here you go. 3 texts, 1 for Purdy, 1 against Purdy, and kind of halfway in between for 1. Kyle, Purdy looks like Petras, set better. 90-49 agreeing, Mark, that say what you will, Brock Purdy is a baller, and I want him in my foxhole. Going to miss that fine representative, but also looking forward to Coach Matt Campbell's future in Ames. And then you have the other side of the coin with 1972. As much as Brock Purdy is meant to Iowa State and the records he has said, I've never seen a player fold in big moments like he has, throwing interceptions or fumbles or making stupid interceptions in big-time plays and games. So all over the board today for Brock Purdy, which I kind of imagined would happen.
Yeah, you can break it down any way you wish. In the history of Iowa State, I think of Seneca Wallace and Sage Rosenfels, both of whom enjoyed an 8-year career in the NFL. And maybe that's not the true measure of a college quarterback. It probably isn't. If you just want to go by what Iowa State quarterbacks have done in college, David Archer was a heck of a quarterback back in the day. Let's just leave it at this. Brock Purdy had a terrific college career. And, yeah, he threw some interceptions, fumbled the ball away at critical times. But most players do that.
What comes up next year for Iowa State? It is definitely going to be, for the most part, a rebuilding season. I don't think you can look at it any other way. And you knew that going in with all the people coming back for an extra season. Some will be back next year. Will McDonald is going to be back. Orion Vance Johnson out of the defensive backfield. Xavier Hutchinson is going to be back. But the tight end room is going to be empty. There's no Breece Hall next year. There's no Brock Purdy. Offensive line is going to lose quite a few. Defensive line, besides Will McDonald, also losing quite a few people. It is definitely going to be, it's going to be a little bit of a rebuilding season next year for Iowa State. We will see how Matt Campbell tackles that. They've got a terrific recruiting class coming in. They've had good recruiting classes back-to-back. The safety that stepped in last night was absolutely wonderful. I thought, in that game for Iowa State last night, getting his first career start. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. 3:15, we'll take a break, come back, and we're going to talk more about Iowa State and Clemson from last night with Michael Oss. We'll look ahead to the Citrus Bowl as well. And we'll do that after we take a look at the weather forecast and a short break. You're listening to The Gym Class for a Thursday right here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and it is going to be a cloudy and cool day today. Temperatures will be around 30 degrees. Later on tonight, we'll have some clearing and temperatures drop down into the teens. Tomorrow, we'll be in the low 30s and we'll have mostly cloudy skies once again, but much colder air than arrives Friday night ahead of a strong winter storm that will be bringing heavy snow, strong winds, and bitterly cold air to the area, leading to tough travel conditions during the day on Saturday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit CircaSports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Menards carries a great selection of Richmond water heaters to make sure you have hot water when you need it. With high efficiency models and tankless options to choose from, you'll find the perfect fit for your family and save on energy costs for years to come. Richmond water heaters work hard behind the scenes so you can focus on what matters most. Menards has great deals going on now through Saturday, January 1st, during Menards New Year sale.
Save big money at Menards. Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, including Kubota L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus save up to $1,400. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
Kubota, a proud sponsor of Cyclone Football on the Iowa State Radio Network. Visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
Back with you on the Gym Class, KGYM at 3:18. Purdue has added a field goal just now. Game on 107.5 FM, Tennessee leading Purdue in the Music City Bowl 21-13. Thankfully, no mayonnaise involved in that one. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you as we take you through the Thursday edition of the program. Very happy to have Mike Halas join us, the columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Was there for the Cheez-It Bowl in Orlando last night. Now looking ahead to the Citrus Bowl as Iowa will take on Kentucky coming up on Saturday. And are you at the Gator Farm? I know you had a picture taken while you were holding a gator several years ago. I was just wondering if you were reprising that picture earlier on today.
I hate reptiles.
I do too. I'm with you, man. Yeah. But you don't get to do that very often. So, and hopefully the mouth is cinched shut so they don't, take a nip or whatever they do anyway. But that was earlier from Iowa. Let's start with last night, Iowa State in the Cheez-It Bowl against Clemson. And I guess if you're a Cyclone backer, that was kind of the microcosm of the entire 2021 Iowa State football season in that game last night, wasn't it?
It was, except they didn't really have much in terms of offense, and they've been a good offensive team this year.
Clemson is really good defense.
Yeah, it does. And you can lay some of that, too, I think, on your starting center being out and your first running back not playing. And Xavier Hutchinson caught a long pass early in the game, but that was the last he was hurt from, at least in terms of producing anything. He had a hand issue, I believe. So, you know, but Clemson had a lot of players out, too. And everybody's got players out. Some people are telling you about them, some aren't, but they do. You know, we didn't know until before the game started Mike Rose wasn't going to play. And I think they missed Mike Rose, so... No matter. 13 points won't get the job done in very many college football games, and they certainly didn't get the job done.
Try to capsulize this Iowa State team if you, this year, Mike, if you will.
Well, a bust. I mean, how can you pretend otherwise? Mm-hmm. Any team that's picked seventh in the preseason poll, I'm talking about in the nation, not in the Big 12. Any team picks seventh that goes 7-6, it's a bust. They were picked seventh for very valid reasons. They were coming off a 9-3 year last year. They won big in the Fiesta Bowl. All kinds of talent and experience back. A fourth-year starting quarterback, an All-America running back, terrific defensive players. 7-6, it's a bust.
Does that make next year, how big does next year now loom as far as the progression that Matt Campbell is trying to make in Ames?
I don't know. I mean, next year, I think it gives them a great opportunity. If everybody thinks it's a rebuild, well, they are losing a lot of veterans. But now you see, what do they have in the system? What kind of pipeline have they been putting together? And I hear a lot of good things about a lot of young players that are currently in that program. And we've seen some of them. They're going to be fine at running back. I think that they've got a quarterback they believe in named Hunter Deckers. Their recruiting is probably the best it's ever been. And they've got an offensive tackle named Tyler Miller who they think is going to be exceptional. He made his first college start last night. I don't think it's going to be a deal where, okay, they lose all these players to the NFL and they're losing a lot of players to the NFL and the bottom falls out. I don't think it'll be like that at all. But what the ceiling is, I also don't know.
With all the opt-outs, Mike, COVID, whatever reasons there may be, are the Bulls less meaningful today, and will they be going forward?
I think so. I mean, look, Purdue's playing right now. Their two best players aren't in the game. David Bell and Karlaftis, the terrific defensive end who just owned Iowa. Both of them owned Iowa. Well, you take those two guys alone, and it's not the same team. And they have other players out, too, and I know that whoever they're playing is likewise. The players Iowa State had out. Clemson had several players out as well. Iowa's 1,100-yard running back Tyler Goodson's not playing Saturday. If it's not a playoff game, it's an exhibition game. It was not exactly newsworthy, but it's becoming more and more stressed. It's not the kind of thing that a player who's got that many players, not of that all players, but many players view as productive on a risk-reward basis. I blame a single one of them for saying, you know, not going to go risk having an ACL or MCL tear to go play for, you know, a bowl full of Cheez-Its. That's, you know, the coach may get a bowl bonus. Those players aren't. And you can give me all the rah-rah stuff you want. Team togetherness, et cetera, et cetera. But this is all transactional. It's always been transactional, except the athletes didn't have any sort of leverage, and now they do.
Yeah, kind of piggybacking on that, there are several people around the country, respected people, as far as college football and following it and writing about it and commenting on it, are concerned that with this in mind, with NIL out there, start to give incentives to these athletes to have them play in these bowl mm-hmm. games. Is that something mm-hmm. that we could see in the
sure.
in the future?
Yeah. I mean, 5 years ago, you would have probably said, no, there's no way in the world. But the world changes. These bowl games are great for the conferences. They're great for these local economies. They're great for television networks. There's all sorts of money to be made because people watch these games. People love watching these games. The ratings for even the worst bowl game is better than the ratings for almost any other sporting event other than NFL games. But it's, you know, there are opportunities in the middle of a week, in the daytime in the middle of a week, to gamble. And don't think that's not a huge part of this. But it's TV, I mean, it's like, what is it this week? It's just like from morning until late night, they've got bowl games on. And it's pretty much like that all week. There's a lot of money in that. The conferences have a lot of money. The money gets funneled to the schools. The schools funnel the money to the administrators and to the coaches with their crazy bonuses for making a bowl game with 6-6 records. Well, there's money for the players too, and they're going to get some. It's like a lot of things. Once you start hearing that drum beat, it only gets louder.
Mm-hmm. Well, less meaningful to whom, Mike? Because you mentioned the conferences and a variety of different things. I'm sure Tyler Linderbaum would have a entirely different opinion if you asked him. Are these exhibition games? Maybe not. Maybe not.
Well, there's a lot of Linderbaums. There are still guys who are going to the NFL next year who want to play. That's fine. That's their decision. But if I'm a running back as opposed to a center, I'm going to think long and hard because there's already a lot of tread on running backs. I mean, Breece Hall has a lot of tread on him after 3 years of carrying the ball at Iowa State.
Right.
And it only takes once. It only takes once for all that to disappear. And you'll see it every bowl season where some NFL prospect loses a lot of money. So I don't begrudge them. You know, the NFL shelf lives of running backs especially is pretty short.
Mm-hmm.
So Breece Hall and Tyler Goodson doing what they're doing, you know, more power to them. And I wish them both the best.
Yeah. Mike Halas joining us, 328. On the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. A couple days away from Iowa and Kentucky going at it in the Citrus Bowl. We don't officially have the starter named at quarterback for the Hawkeyes, but...
Spencer Petras.
It's Spencer Petras. I think everybody knows that and realizes that anyway. And that is going to be very interesting. Number one, are we going to see both of them play? We'll have to wait and see what the Ferences are thinking. Brian had some very interesting things to say yesterday in a news conference down in Orlando. Read between the lines stuff, if you will. which leads to an offseason of some very interesting things. You got to believe in this day and age of transfer portalism.
Yeah, there's no way to predict what's going to happen there. I mean, Iowa has not been a big player in that. They've sort of gone for the periphery guys and done very well with some of them. But, you know, you look around and there are others who say, we got to reach both arms deep into that portal and pull out as much as we can. And on the other hand, Iowa's hardly losing anything as opposed to Iowa State, for instance, which is losing the players. So maybe Iowa doesn't need to. I know that's not their way, and I get that. You'd much rather have guys that you know quite well from the day they graduated high school and even well before that. And you've worked with to get what you're doing, be what they want you to be, etc. But there's anybody who's sweeping in the Big Ten, for instance, on transfers, idiots. You know, Brett Bielema is not going to sleep. Flat Fitzgerald Frost, no, nobody. They'd be idiots if they did. So Iowa will come up with a couple, I'm sure. And whether it will be any more living or not, I have no idea. Haven't heard of any. But so far, Iowa's in pretty good shape.
How do you size up this Kentucky team and this game, Mike?
You know, before I left Cedar Rapids, I was feeling semi-confident Iowa was going to win this game because I think that the only time Kentucky's faced a comparable defense was against Georgia, and it didn't do a whole lot offensively, as most teams didn't. But the longer I'm down here, I have sort of learned more about Kentucky. I think their defense is maybe okay, not great, but how great does it have to be against Iowa? And then secondly, their offense is so balanced and has three really terrific skill position players. The quarterback, the running back, and the number one receiver are all, you know, they're dynamic, and they've all had fantastic years. The receiver, Wandale Robinson, has 94 catches. He started at Nebraska, and I was familiar with him because even in games that Iowa beat Nebraska by in 2019 and 2020, this guy had the ball a lot. Well, he's got it way more now. The quarterback from Penn State originally, his very first college offer was from Iowa. And he would have gone to Iowa if Penn State hadn't offered him. And he has had a fantastic year, 23 touchdown passes, and I think he's run for 9. Dual threat guy. Not, you know, the favorite thing for Iowa to see. And the running back is up there in the, like, the 1,200-yard mark. Gets about 100 a game, named Rodriguez. And the offensive line is excellent. They were a finalist for the Joe Moore Award, which goes to the offensive line. Michigan won it, but I think Kentucky has been a finalist 3 or 4 years in a row. And they have like Iowa, they have the SEC's offensive lineman of the year. And, of course, Tyler Linderbaum is the Big Ten's. So they've got talent. They've got talent, and I think it's certainly a worthy foe for Iowa. And if Iowa wins this game, it's beating somebody.
Well, one of the downsides of being in Orlando New Year's Day is you can't be in Ames for a top 10 basketball matchup, Mike.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough, tough game for Iowa State, Baylor. Tough. But until Iowa State gets beat by somebody, we don't know if they can get beaten. So who knows?
True. But on the positive side, you're not going to be having to watch 5 to 7 inches of snow come down on Saturday here.
Yeah, you know, I'm not one to gloat about that stuff because I'm supposed to come home late Sunday night and my car's at the airport. And you know, I don't know how many feet of snow was supposed to be on it by then.
They'll have her all dug out for you.
What lot is it in? We'll have our people take care of it.
I took a picture of where the car is. I'm not sure that's going to help me.
Oh, man. Well, we'll...
And I live on a hill, so I probably won't get up the street anyway if I do find it and get dug out.
Yeah, well...
It is quite a hill.
It's, yeah, hopefully everything will work out just fine.
Yeah, I know. Real big problems.
Hey, Mike, appreciate it. Hey, safe travels.
How's
back.
How's things in Radio Land?
Radio Land is fun. Yeah, it's always good to wrap up the year, all these bowl games and getting ready.
Don't you have like 3 or 4 bowl games a day on the station? Or
yeah, we got Purdue, Tennessee on the FM frequency right now. As a matter
of
fact,
yeah. I tell you what, I think Tennessee's gonna walk all over these Boilermakers.
They're up 8 right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's good because 7.5 is the number that matters.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Mike Loss joining us from Orlando. Read his stuff at thegazette.com and give him a follow on Twitter at Halas. At 3:35, we're going to get Dave on in just a little bit, and we will have our picks, the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you coming up. But also going to get you a Bowling Night in America wrap-up from last night. Cannot forget about that. And it is 21-13 Tennessee with just over 4 minutes to play in the first half. That game is on 107.5 FM. At 6 o'clock tonight, all of our frequencies will jump back to the pregame of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, Michigan State taking on the Pitt Panthers coming up this evening. Before we get to BNA, Mark, throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update.
Speaking of bowls, earlier today in the Duke's Mayo Bowl, no relation, South Carolina disposed of North Carolina 38-21, and you no doubt have seen the Mayo bat that Coach Beamer took on. Very overrated. Iowa women's basketball program had its Big Ten Conference game against Illinois postponed Sunday, but the women will play against Evansville Sunday, 11 a.m. Evansville plays in at Drake, I think the day before. And finally, Jim Williams, longtime coach at West Des Moines Dowling, assistant at Iowa State, head coach at Simpson, has died. Terrific career. I will remember him as the opposing coach in the first big school playoff game in 1972 at Kinnick Stadium. Dowling averaging 40 points a game and had won 58 of 59 games going into that game against Jefferson. Jefferson allowed 36 points all year, I believe. And the Jayhawks came away with a 6-0 victory. But hats off to Jim Williams. Terrific guy, terrific coach.
Yeah, icon in the Iowa Conference. Now the American Rivers Conference, certainly after his high school career. And like you said, was at Iowa State as well. So our condolences going out to the Williams family out there. 3:37, we're going to get, speaking of Emil's Hideaway, and we're going to get Dave on the horn in just a little bit. But we need to get you a Bowling Night in America wrap-up, Mark. It is brought to you by Mays City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. They are the home of Bowling Night in America, the pre-New Year's edition of BNA. Wasn't the greatest for the Rusty Nails last night.
After a 27-3 victory last week, the Nails were routed by Pro Bowling Concepts 24-6, and the Rusty Nails falling from 3rd to 5th place in the Adult Evergreen League. Quincy Bruce with a high game last night, 289 on a 735 series. Joel Donner and Travis Gehringer, nipped Quincy Bruce for a high series at 736. Hats off to Jason Cole of the Rusty Nails with a 278 game, 4th highest in the league last night.
Had some big scores last night in the league.
Yeah.
other than J. Cole, none of us were the ones that produced them, unfortunately. I kept the socks, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The trap socks.
Yes, I kept the socks. So no problems right there. No need to transfer them. And we'll get those ready to go for next week, Mark. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to start the new year the right way with one of the greatest rivalries in sports. Yes, it is the Rusty Nails and the Pin Pals for the Black Satin Schmedium Jacket next Wednesday night.
It's a dandy. It always is. And you've got that in your possession. Is that right?
I have it in my possession. Correct.
Okay. Let's keep it that way.
Well, we'll try next week. But the jacket is up for grabs next week on Bowling Night in America. Thanks to Tom and everybody over there. Do appreciate it. Still time to get everybody together for some open bowling. And you can give them a call, Mark, at
362-0136. And you can always visit the website, MayCityBowlCR.com.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back. We'll get Dave lined up and ready to go for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you right after this here on The Gym Class on KGYM. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Adult League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on The Gym.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit CircaSports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
3:41, we are back with you on The Gym Class on KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next. Spencer sitting in for Alex today along with Todd. Before we bring in Dave, a couple of texts here in regards to the Bulls and players opting out, if you will. 86-36. Perhaps there's a way for teams to use all this money to make they make from the Bulls to purchase one-day insurance policies for some of these players who would rather sit out. You know, if Tyler Goodson had a big-time policy against him blowing out a knee, that cost the school $10,000. I don't know if that's the answer or not. I think the answer is going to be ultimately not so much that, but, okay, what are you going to give me NIL-wise to play in this particular ball game? I think that is, for good or for bad, the street you're going to have to go down in the future. 86-83 weighing in with verbiage in a scholarship. no one's giving money back, and that's that's not going to happen. Flat out right there. Correct, Mark?
Yeah, basically saying you opt out of a bowl game, you pay back your scholarship. No, that's not going to happen.
No.
That would be put great teeth in everything, but probably not going to happen.
Not going to happen, indeed. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Thursday edition. We are off tomorrow due to the college football playoffs. The semifinals starting at 2:30 in all of our frequencies. We'll be back with you coming up on the Monday edition of the show. And with that in mind, we are going to have our usual Friday staple on a Thursday, and that is Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They are at First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall, behind the Taco John's and next to Home Depot. And thanks to Chris and Jamie. Got to see Jamie a couple days ago. And Dave, everybody over at Emil's, the entire staff over there, and do appreciate everything they do for us here at KGYM. And Mark, I'll turn it over to you as we bring in Dave.
Well, perhaps the only way to beat Dave is to go undefeated. And that's what Scott Unash did this week. 6-0 in our menu of games. It wasn't easy, though. Dave went 5-1. I was 3-3 and paying the juice. Right now, Dave with a 5-game lead over Scott. By virtue of his victory, Scott won a Gene and Vinton, a $25 gift card to Emo's Hideaway. Hope you enjoy it, Gene.
Gene, thanks for having faith.
Well, he probably got the second choice. Let's face it, Scott.
Probably. Dave went first.
Welcome, Dave. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Happy holidays.
So the order today will be Scott first, Mark second, and Dave third in the 6 games. And they were very difficult to select. But we knew we wanted to pick the Iowa game and the 2 national semifinals, which left 3 games. The first game on the menu, Scott, you're up. Tonight, the Peach Bowl. Michigan State favored by 2.5 over Pittsburgh.
Boy, if everybody was playing in this one, it'd be a peach, as Elaine said from Seinfeld. No picket for Pitt, and I think Michigan State is ready to wrap this thing up and wrap up a very, very good season. So I'm going to throw the 2.5, and I'm going to roll with Sparty tonight in a game we'll have for you beginning at 6 here on KGYM.
Yeah, Michigan State without Kenneth Walker III, that's significant, no question about it. But when you lose your quarterback, a star quarterback at that, in Pickett, that's even more significant to me. So I will take Michigan State here and throw the points. Dave.
Pittsburgh's quarterback, Kenny Pickett, and Michigan State's running back, Kenneth Walker III, have opted out of this game, obviously. But these are still two talented teams, just without their biggest weapons. From the Panthers, we may end up seeing more of a running attack, but it wasn't nearly as effective as their aerial attack was. The Spartans had a top 10 run defense and allowed only 9 rushing touchdowns during the season. With Pickett gone, the Spartans deserve to be the favorite, especially against Pitt's backup quarterback, who only attempted 14 passes this season. Give me the Spartans to win and cover.
Okay, game 2. It's a Big Ten Pac-12 matchup between Wisconsin and Arizona State late tonight in the Las Vegas Bowl. Wisconsin, a 6-point favorite over the Sun Devils. And I am up first. Arizona State had a nice season at 8-4, finishing behind Utah in the South Division. But I don't think it holds a candle to Wisconsin. I will go ahead and take the Badgers and throw the points. Dave.
Both teams should have good fan support and be happy to be playing this game in Las Vegas at beautiful Allegiant Stadium. Arizona State is going to have a tough time matching up with the Wisconsin's physical defense. The Badgers' rushing defense allowed less than 3 yards per carry. Utah is probably the Pac-12's most physical team, and they averaged nearly 6 yards per carry against the Sun Devils. Arizona State may be happy to be in this game, but they will be without their 1,000-yard running back, Rashad White, and his backup has entered the transfer portal as well, making their chances of winning more difficult. Give me the Badgers to win and cover.
Yeah, I hate to be boring in all this, but we'll get things changed in the final 4 games, but yeah, without the 2 top running backs, I don't see how Arizona State's going to get this thing done. I'll take Wisconsin, provided there's enough beer in Las Vegas to keep all the Badger fans happy throughout the game tonight. Well, they'll see. Game 3, Mark.
Yeah, Dave, you're up in game 3, and it's our first national semifinal. It comes up tomorrow in the Orange Bowl. It is Georgia and Michigan. Georgia favored by 7.5 points. How about that hook, Dave?
Well, the news out of Georgia is that the Bulldogs have been dealing with COVID. Just how widespread the issue remains to be seen. But we do know their quarterback, JT Daniels, is dealing with the virus. His availability is big. Add to that, their invincible defense was exposed in one game by Alabama. Prior to that game, Georgia had not allowed more than 17 points in any game. Against the Tide, they gave up 41. Michigan physically punished Ohio State before putting a beatdown on Iowa in the Big Ten title game. The Wolverines have a chance in this contest because they can keep it a low-scoring game. If they can match Georgia on the offensive and defensive lines, they certainly will have a chance to cover and possibly win. Give me the Wolverines and the points to cover.
Ah, very, very good. Yes, Georgia's dealing with COVID, but Michigan's also dealing with a Georgia team that the speed they have not seen this year. And it's a great run by Michigan. Love to see the Big Ten get things done. But I'm throwing the 7.5, and I'm going with the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm going with Uga in this one, Mark.
I don't really trust Cade McNamara, the Michigan quarterback. Solid enough, but I don't know that I really trust him against a defense like this. But the physical nature by which Michigan beat Ohio State and beat Iowa really impressed me. A couple really strong running backs, one with 1,000 yards and one in Corum with almost 1,000. I'm not sure Michigan can win this game, but I like the spread, 7.5. I will go ahead and take Michigan here. Game 4, second national semifinal. Tomorrow in the Cotton Bowl, Scott. Alabama and Cincinnati trying to make a statement for that group of five teams. Alabama favored by 13.5.
Yeah, and great job by Cincinnati, and they deserve to be there. No doubt about that. No doubt about that. Now they're going to play the game, and Alabama's going to win this thing by more than 2 touchdowns. I'm rolling with the Tide. It's going to be an all-SEC final. Everyone's going to just love that.
I just got a hunch. Alabama has had a couple 3 clunkers this year. It certainly didn't against Georgia, and maybe the Tide has reached its stride. We shall see. Cincinnati has a lot of talented players, speed, and a really good defensive secondary. I'm going to take a chance here because I have miles to make up in the standings. Cincinnati plus 13.5. Dave.
Alabama is plus 78 in turnover margin since 2015. Cincinnati's quarterback, Desmond Ridder, has committed the second most turnovers in college football during the last 3 seasons. In the SEC title game, Georgia had no answers for the Tide's defense or quarterback Bryce Young's offense. He passed for 421 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions as Alabama rolled to a 42-24 victory. Like Alabama, the Bearcats have had an up-and-down season as they had a 4-game stretch in the heart of their season when they struggled with Navy, Tulane, Tulsa, and South Florida. Cincinnati has been a great story, and this is a lot of points, but the difference in talent across the board simply may be too much for them to overcome. Give me Alabama to win and cover.
Okay, game 5 is Saturday in the lovely town of Pasadena, California. It is Ohio State and Utah getting together in the Rose Bowl. Ohio State is favored by 6.5. When I saw that Ohio State fans had returned 7,000 tickets of its 20,000 ticket allotment to this game, that told me at least something about the fan base and maybe something about how Ohio State feels about this game. I love this Utah team, and I will take the points in this game. Utah plus 6.5. Dave.
Ohio State looked like they were headed to the college football playoffs when their 8-game winning streak was snapped at Michigan. Now they must settle for the Rose Bowl game with Utah. The Utes started the season 1-2 before making a change at quarterback. Texas transfer Cameron Rising took over for Charlie Brewer, who immediately declared for the transfer portal. Utah proceeded to win 9 of their last 10 games, including a sweep of Oregon. This will be the Utes' first Rose Bowl appearance. The Buckeyes' number one ranked offense took a big hit when wide receivers Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson opted out. Those two accounted for 135 receptions, nearly 2,000 yards, and 25 touchdowns. As well, the top four Buckeye NFL prospects are out of this game. Utah's pass defense had 58 pass breakups, 41 quarterback sacks. There should be a large Utes crowd at the game, and they appear to be the more excited team. Give me Utah and the points to cover.
Well, this makes it even more attractive because, yes, four guys are out, but four guys who are just as good probably next year are going to step in for Ohio State. And I just got a feeling the Buckeyes want to prove something here. And Coach Day, I'm going to take Ohio State and throw the 6.5.
That from a guy who was 6-0 last week, people. The last game, Dave, you are up, plus the tiebreaker, is Saturday's Citrus Bowl game. Kentucky favored by 2.5 against Iowa. And the tiebreaker is the total points that will be scored in the Citrus Bowl.
Iowa avoided Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State, which helped them to a Big Ten championship game and a 10-3 record. Kentucky got far less fanfare as a 9-3 team and did play a rather weak schedule. Kentucky's strength of schedule is 46 spots lower than Iowa's per the Sagarin ratings. Iowa's defense covered for the offense this season and produced a top 10 unit by yards per play and also had 30 takeaways and a plus 14 turnover margin. Under Kirk Ferentz, Iowa has played in 17 bowl games. They have a 9-8 record straight up, and they have won and covered 3 in a row. I like Iowa here and the points. And the tiebreaker, 47.
How many?
47.
47, okay.
Real quick here, we got about a minute and a half, Mark, but I like Iowa as well. I just have a feeling that it's one of those years, kind of opposite of what Iowa State did. Seemingly everything that Iowa State touched turned the other way. Iowa's has turned golden. I think Iowa's got one more of those in 2021 to 2022. I'm taking the Hawkeyes in 43.
I don't trust Iowa's offense to this day. Kentucky has a very well-balanced offense. Not a great defense, but I will take Kentucky here and throw the 2.5 points. And you know what? Give me 42.
All right. Hey, Dave, Happy New Year. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, and you as well.
All right. 319-366-1600. As we need three contestants. If you've been a contestant over the last 30 days or have won, please refrain from calling. Let some of our listeners, other listeners, call in. 319-366-1600. Hit your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. And if your picker has the best week, you get a $25 gift card to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. You like Kentucky, I like Iowa. We'll talk about it when we reconvene on Monday. Happy New Year to you, Mark.
You as well. We'll talk Monday, Scott.
All right, San. We'll be back at 3 o'clock Monday. We're off tomorrow due to the college football semifinals. Todd and Spencer coming your way next right here on KGYM to talk more about the Citrus Bowl. Look back at last night's Cheez-It Bowl as well. Purdue leading Tennessee 26-23 at the half. Happy New Year, everybody. We'll talk to you again coming up on Monday.
I'm sure you've probably heard of FanDuel Sportsbook by now. They're making every moment more this season. First off, FanDuel